2 weekends ago on World Marriage Sunday, we talked about how one of the ways that we can know and experience God's love for us is by marriage and looking at marriage as an image of God's love, a way to know Him. Today, Jesus gives us yet another way that we can come to know about the love of God and experience His presence and care in our lives. He says simply to His disciples today, He says, look at the birds in the sky. Look at the lilies of the field, the way the wild flowers grow. Look at the grass. Look at all the animals. Look at creation. Look at all that and see how wonderful it is, and the fact that God takes care of all of it, and then how much more will He take care of us? Today, God is saying, if you want to know about the love of God for us, look at creation. Look at everything God has done. I think there is so much beauty that we are able to see in creation if we are paying attention. Notice that Jesus has to point it out. He says, hey, look at the birds. Have you noticed? Do you notice the birds? They don't make barns or store up food, and yet they're fed. Do you notice the flowers? Jesus is having to say, look, pay attention. I thought of this week when I was reading an article about some Native American tribes that live up in the Arctic Circle, the Inuits. I've always had a great love for the Native American peoples. I grew up here in Kansas and surrounded by what was once simply known as the Indian Territory. And especially in my time in the Boy Scouts, there's a great connection there and love of the Native Americans in our country, and particularly their love and care for creation. And so when I read this article, this is a particular interesting kind of the Native peoples that live up in the Arctic Circle. They were pointing out some observations that they had seen over the course of their lifetime, especially the older ones in the tribes. They were, although not educated or not probably ever gone to much schooling, they were saying very plainly, the sky has changed. It's not the same as when I grew up. The star that's there, it should be a little bit over there. It's just it's not where it's supposed to be. And that the sun used to come up right over top of that mountain, right at that tree, and now it's just a little bit off. And you know, the things like the snowdrifts don't quite match up the way they used to, and the weather is less predictable, and all of this they were putting together to say that in their opinion, the opinion of the old man of the tribes, when they say the sky has changed, they said that they thought that the earth had tipped on its axis, that it had moved slightly, and it had changed the sky and the sun and the planets for them. The sky was different. Now, I happen to think that living in D.C., you could probably take all the stars in the northern and southern hemispheres and just swoop them, and no one would even notice anything happened. But for the native peoples, they're so in touch with the land and creation that just the movement of a star a little bit, and they're like, something's not right. Something's changed. We think the earth is tilted on its axis. Amazing kind of thing. I thought in my scientific kind of brain, well, I mean, that's very interesting, but surely scientists would have noticed this, or there's got to be some way we observe these things. So I did a little checking, and actually, sure enough, science also confirms what the native people are saying. In fact, the Arctic Circle moves like 50 miles a year in recent history. The Earth really has tipped on its axis towards the north, and that's part of what creates the warming and the strange change in climate that some of we have seen. I thought, how beautiful that is, though, that you could be so in touch with creation that you're perceptive of these little things, these little changes. Not then of that when I read the gospel about Jesus reminding us to be mindful of creation. That's a way to know God if we're paying attention. Being down here now in the more rural parts, I get to drive a lot, but it means that driving between the three parishes is really just beautiful country out here. All times of the year, that's a different thing to see. And, you know, the other day, just coming down last night to Mass in Mound City, it was that hour before sunset that in photography we like to call the golden hours, the hour before sunset and the hour right after sunrise, when the sun is just so beautifully low in the sky. And so the blue light gets scattered and it's just allowing through that deep red, orange, yellow end of the spectrum. And it hits so softly and golden on everything compared to the harsh light of noon. It just creates this beautiful glow over the fields. And I was just so enjoying it coming down. And the sunrise the other morning, I was coming up from Mount City to Lacine and the sun was coming up and it's just hitting the fields in such a way that I take my camera with me now in the car wherever I go because I just want to stop and I got to take a picture of this because I want to share it with someone because it just strikes me as this is so beautiful. And I wonder if people even stop and pay attention to this. The other night, the moon was coming up and because of that same deep red golden glow, the moon was just bright orange like a pumpkin. And I'm like, that is just so amazing. I had to call a friend and say, are you seeing the moon right now? I'm like, yeah, I'm taking a picture of it. It's amazing. But the question then is just, why? What is it about us that we can see a sunrise or a sunset or the moon? Or why is it that I go to Colorado and I just sit and I look at mountains and I'm just amazed at their grandeur and splendor? Or I sit by a river or a waterfall and I just am mesmerized and so at peace. Why is that? I mean, the moon, it's just a rock in the sky that the sun is hitting, and yet it makes me want to call someone and say, look at this. What is it that causes this reaction of delight when we see these beautiful things of creation? Well, it has to be because of God. And not just that God created all this world. He did. But look at this. He created us with this innate ability to appreciate it. The other morning I was driving and the sun was coming up on this group of cows that were out grazing. And, you know, I'm out. I got to take a picture because this is awesome. But the cow isn't standing there thinking, what a beautiful sunrise this morning. No, the cow's just eating breakfast in the field like it does every day. The cow is oblivious to sunrise, but I'm thinking, wow, look at the sunrise on that cow. I'm going to take a picture. Cow doesn't know what's going on, doesn't appreciate beauty. That's the thing that God has given us, that he's given no other part of his creation. We alone at the pinnacle of his creation are able to experience beauty and delight. We are like God in that way, that we can appreciate the beauty of what God has done. He's put it in us so that mountain is not just a rock. It causes us to lift our minds towards God and those rivers and the animals. This is why St. Francis, he's known as loving animals, and that's certainly true. He loved creation and the animals, but not because he wanted to be a statue one day by your bird feeder. He loved animals because he could experience God through the beauty of creation. He would look at all the animals and there's brother rabbit and sister deer. And, you know, we here in Kansas, we have our different kind of animals. And I've even grown to love the cows and they're kind of peaceful there. And, you know, I was down on my retreat last week in Alabama and the place where I was staying actually had some cows and some horses. And I was coming back from praying one morning and the cows all kind of were coming up to the fence to meet me. And, well, that's kind of neat. And I like dogs. Dogs, when they meet me, like to lick me. And they smell me and they lick me. I don't know. I'm the dog whisperer. I don't know. But dogs like me. And I thought, well, these cows are coming up to kind of greet me. So I went up and I'm kind of talking to the cows. It's weird, but I was talking to the cows. Sister cow. And, you know, the cows, they come up and they kind of want to smell me. And then this cow wanted to lick me. Very different being licked by a dog versus a cow. Dogs are kind of lovable and huggable. This cow slobbered all over me. I don't know how much saliva could be on a cow's tongue. But sister cow and I had a moment. It was nice. But there's this connection that, why is it that I can look at something as simple even as a cow and just experience, wow, look at what God did and the diversity of all creation. It's God wanted us to appreciate this. Think about everything that God created in this world. We're the only things that he created just for ourselves. Everything else was created for us. God, he must be so happy when we look at his creation and he sees that we delight in it. He's like, yeah, that crazy animal that no one understands, I made that for you. And we see it, and we're like, yes, isn't that amazing what God did? If we pay attention to creation, then we can experience this beauty of it. That's why I love the Native Americans and their intuitiveness, their in touch with the land, and they experience then all of this as gift. I think that's the greatest thing that our Native American brothers and sisters teach us, is they experience creation so deeply as gift from the Great Spirit. Because of this, the response that we have to have to this, like the Native Americans, is gratitude, thanksgiving. So many of the Native American prayers and spirituality is offering prayers of thanksgiving to the Great Spirit for the gift of the hunt, for the buffalo, for the harvest. You know, I grew up here in Kansas, I said, surrounded by the buffalo and the Sioux and Kansas tribes of our area that would hunt the buffalo. And I think of what great care the Native peoples took, that when you hunt a buffalo, none of it gets lost. They learned how to use absolutely every part of the buffalo. You don't throw away any of it. It's all a gift from the Creator, so you'll use it. I think how sadly we today in our society that we have so much, how careless we are sometimes with creation. And we just throw it away, and we don't care much about it, or even just our food. You know, most people experience food as, I go to the grocery store, and that's where food comes from. And so they take it, and maybe they eat some of it, and you throw away almost more food than you eat. I think one of the blessings about being out here in the more rural areas is, for a lot of us especially, we know firsthand, we know where food comes from. It doesn't come from the grocery store. Someone grew it. Someone raised it. Someone took care of it. You know, I went to a couple of my parishioners in Mount City. I have a little dairy. And I went, and this is where the milk comes from. And this is how we make cheese out of it. And simple things like that. I think when you get out away from some of the more throwaway culture in the city and experience the land a little bit more like we're able to out here and its beauty and its gift, to experience all of creation as gift from God. I think we can learn a lot from our Native American brothers and sisters in that sense. But ultimately then, the greatest gift of creation that we should be able to delight in and appreciate is human beings. That is the greatest creation, as much as Sister Cow might inspire me to go up and try to have a conversation. That just doesn't work in the end. You get slobbered all over. But hopefully your brother and sister sitting next to you in the pew is a much more open target to get to know, to appreciate, to even delight in. There are just so many people that when you get to know them, when you see what's really there, we can also have this beautiful response of delight to say, that is a beautiful person. God, you did good work when you created that person. And I delight and I want to give thanks to God. I so treasure my family and my friends and the special people that God has put in my life. I delight in that. And I am able to take great pride in the beauty that I see in what God did in the pinnacle of his creation. So today, God just asked us, look at the birds, look at the flowers, look at our fields, look at the cows, look at the soybeans and corn. And we drive by it so often, but do we stop to see God in that? To be thankful. And then to be a good steward because we are thankful. Paul gives us that word in our second reading, to be a steward. When you see everything as gift, and you know, like the natives know, that it's not our property to hold on to and throw away and use as we want, but it's gift, then you become a steward because you are grateful. So today, I pray that we have a little bit of that gratefulness in our hearts. Gratefulness for all that God has done. This is why Pope Francis, when he wrote his second encyclical, Laudato Si, praise to you, Dominate Lord. It's the prayer of St. Francis. When Francis looks out and calls brother sun and sister moon, and he's in touch with all creation, he says, praise to you, Lord. Laudato Si, Domine. So maybe that's a good way for us to sum up today. Stop as you go home and look around. See the birds, see the flowers, see the fields, and then let your prayer too be, Laudato Si, Domine. Praise to you, O Lord.